This weather has trash piles just smelling horrible. KWLWD's Vic Ragupathy has more on this extreme heat and how it's affecting these trash piles.
In South Philly, on Washington Avenue, between 22nd and 23rd Streets, a massive pile of trash stretches about 30 feet long and stands a couple feet high. It's right outside two businesses owned by Chad Durkin, Porco's Porcheteria and Breezy's Deli.
No one wants to come eat lunch here while there's a heaping pile of trash next to your store. Think of the vermin and rats and stuff like that. We're eating establishments, and homes are right around the corner as well. Like, these people are paying big money for this.
Durkin says there was a private dumpster in that spot, which has since been lifted, leaving people to dump their garbage right there on the sidewalk and shoulder. And while the size of the pile has fluctuated thanks to occasional cleanup, just in the last week we've seen both near triple-digit temperatures and Tuesday evening's heavy rainstorms. Durkin believes the weather has made what was already a big issue even more urgent.
People need to be getting paid, and the city needs to take care of this. It's their responsibility, and if they want to continue a strike, then they should be on top of removing all this trash, because this is unsightly.
You can find a complete list and map of trash dump sites on the city government's website. In South Philly, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.